The Natural Resources Defense Council and a coalition of environmental and public health groups sent a letter to Governor Cuomo November 1st. Kate Sinding is director of NRDC's Community Fracking Defense Project. She says the letter is intended to accomplish two goals.
One, to thank the governor for taking the deliberative approach that he has been taking so far. We did anticipate a big push from the gas industry starting the day after the elections, and we wanted to get out there to shore him up, show our support for doing the right thing.
In fact, the New York State Petroleum Council, November 6th, responded to voters' passage of the casino gambling amendment, saying more needs to be done to jumpstart upstate New York's economy. That jumpstart, notes the council's executive director, Karen Moreau, is moving forward with natural gas development via hydraulic fracturing.
I think on the side of those who are losing their farms and their homes in the southern tier of New York, where the economic picture continues to be quite grim, it's more than just a debate. It's reality for them. And Governor Cuomo's delay is causing them severe economic hardship when they have wealth under the ground in the form of natural gas.
The NRDC Sinding continues with point two of the environmental and health group's letter.
Then we did also want to encourage him to take the health review to the next level by doing what's referred to as a comprehensive health impact assessment.
That assessment, she explains, could involve certain methodologies and procedures.
Another key part of it is that it involves public participation. So, you know, we don't know what the health review that the state has been undertaking so far entails, because it's really been a black box. And we need to open that up. We need to open that up so that the public can understand what's been going on, so that there's trust in the process, and so that the Commissioner of Health and other decision makers can hear from New York-based health professionals and from the communities and the municipal authorities who are going to have to confront any health issues on the ground in the event that fracking were to move forward.
She says there is new scientific evidence showing potential risks from fracking, and the new science should be contemplated. New York has a moratorium on fracking and is awaiting Cuomo's decision on whether to ban the method of extracting natural gas from shale formations. A spokesman for the governor recently would only say that the matter is under review by the State Department of Environmental Conservation and State Department of Health, with no set timeline for a decision. Already, onlookers have been waiting for a decision for years. Ed Cox is chairman of the New York State Republican Party. He was the keynote speaker last week at the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York's annual meeting. He told reporters that, in addition to stunting economic development, the governor's delay on a fracking decision is hurting the entire country.
This is a matter of geopolitics. The Russians are pointing to New York State and saying, well, New York State doesn't approve it. They're a leading regulator. If they don't approve it, there must be something wrong with it. Because they want to convince Poland. They want to convince Ukraine. Don't develop your shale assets. It may be dangerous to do it because they want to keep a monopoly on the supplying of gas to Poland, to Ukraine, and to Europe. So this is a geopolitical issue also, where the governor, by his dithering politically, is really working against the interests of the United States of America.
He criticizes Cuomo for not making a decision on fracking sooner.
That's why we labeled him the Hamlet of shale. He just did it for too long. He should have made a decision right at the start.
Other environmental and health groups that signed on to the letter to Governor Cuomo are the Adirondack Mountain Club, Catskill Mountain Keeper, Citizen Action of New York, Citizens Campaign for the Environment, Concerned Health Professionals of New York, Earthworks, Environmental Advocates of New York, Environment New York, Food and Water Watch, Frack Action, the New York Public Interest Research Group, Riverkeeper, Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter, and United for Action. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.